Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on BTR. I'll tell you, we are just so excited to be able to come and spend this time with you. And let's bow our head in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come this evening. We just want to say thank you for another opportunity that we come, oh, to just bow before your holy throne and to just worship and adore you, to extol in this place and claim in this place, to bow upon our knees and declare your lordship. Declare that you are the greatest of all greatest. You are the strongest of all strongest. You are the more powerfulest of all powerfulest. We give you praise. We bless your name today as we come for the next 14 minutes to just spend this time with you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing even now in this place. We bless your wonderful, mighty, and glorious name. Now, Father, do what only you can do for those who come for such a time as this. Oh, God, to just receive encouragement or something to be said to inspire them. Father, do what only you can do. Those who need a healing, we ask you to heal. Those who are lonely and need a friend, be that friend. Those that just need a lifting in their body, in their mind, in their spirit, in their soul, in their body, Lord, be that lifting. And we give you praise for what you have scheduled to take place this day. We thank you for it, and we bless your name, and we call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, my friend, why not clap your hands and give God praise for what he's doing, even now as we share for the next 12 minutes. I'll tell you, we serve an awesome God, and he is all that and more. And it's a wonderful thing just to be able to take that moment and to spend this time with him. For those of you who may be listening, we'd like to certainly invite you to the platform as we just talk a little bit about the Lord and pray and read the scripture and just a moment of divine worship. Call into the live studio. We're live and we desire to just talk with you, Glory, and see how you're doing and what's going on in your life. And the number to call to participate with us today is 646-200-4189. 646-200-4189. And again, we would like to welcome all of you to the Prayer Army. And this is Ambassador Hagen, and we are more than glad to be able to take a moment and to talk with you. Now, today, if you get your Bible, please turn with us to the book of Psalms, Psalms 92 and verse 14. Let's read along together. The book of Psalms. Psalms 92 and verse 14. Yes, Psalms 92, verse 14. Oh, yes, it's a wonderful thing to know of the promises of God at such a time as this. Psalms 92, verse 14, shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Oh, wow. Isn't that? That is so encouraging, especially to the grandparents, grandfathers, grandmothers. Isn't this our super word of encouragement? And they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Good God Almighty. My. This sounds so good. We're going to jump back to verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Wow. To show that the Lord upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Good God Almighty, my dear friend, how do you like to just be fat and flourishing? Well, some of you may say already, well, you don't know, Sister Hagen, I'm trying to lose weight already. And you talk about being fat and flourishing. Well, we're not talking about the physical fat and flourishing, but we're talking about that fat and flourishing in the spirit. That's a whole different level of flourishing and being fat. It's the type of fatness in the spirit where you're being productive. You are yet producing. You may be 75 going on 80. You may be 80 going on 90, but you're still flourishing. You're still productive. You know, I had a godmother. She was born when 95 years old, and God rest her soul. But I'm telling you, all up until the time that the Lord Jesus came and took her home, she was still flourishing in the Lord. She was still writing books, still conducting prayer meetings, talking about the Holy Ghost, still mentoring, inspiring others, and still about the ways of Almighty God. She was yet a doer and working and building and accomplishing something and making something great for the Lord. And I'm telling you, that's a life that is to be commended. That's how you want to be, even in your maturity age. The Bible says even in your old age, you're yet what? Productive. You know, when I was a kid, they would always say, when you get older, you're supposed to get a little slower. Everything is supposed to slow down. Okay. But I have come to find out, when you get a little older, you're supposed to fasten up. You're supposed to get a little faster. When you get a little older, you're supposed to get a little faster. Not slow down, but you're to get a little faster. Okay, speed up. Speed up. You're getting a little older. Speed it up. Speed it up. Don't slow down. For goodness sake, whatever you do, don't slow down. But what? Get faster. Get faster. Get faster. Break the norm. Go against the grain. Just, that's right. Talk a little faster. Move a little faster. Oh, my God. That's right. Get a little faster. Increase the speed. Glory be to God. And look what the Lord says. Those, hallelujah, that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall still flourish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they shall still bring forth fruit in their old age. They shall still be what? Productive. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Don't you still want to be productive? Even when you get a little older or in your old age, wouldn't you just love to be productive? My God, have a productive God. Hallelujah. And folks will yet be talking about you and saying, I don't know how she did it. She is 97. How could she do all of that? But yet productive, yet accomplishing. Mine is still sharp. Glory be to God. Recalling scenes and memories. Oh, my Lord. For half a century. My God. And this is sharp and on point. Good God Almighty. Had another relative. She was 102 years old. Working for the Lord untiringly. Glory be to God. And sharp, sharp, sharp as a whistle. I'm telling you. And when she got ready to go home to be with the Lord, hallelujah, she just said, I'm tired and I'm ready to go. Not sick, not frail, but in the best of health. And she just got tired and was ready to go be with the Lord. And you know what? She went to bed that evening and the Lord just said, come on home, and went on home to be with the Lord. Isn't it amazing to yet be flourishing? fat and flourishing, spiritually so, in your old age, not giving up on life, saying, well, I have done my deed. I've done my share. I've raised my kids, and, you know, I just want to relax, that's right, and retire and just, you know, just see my day. No, no, no. Remain sharp. Remain productive. That's what it's all about. Glory be to God. Aren't you excited about this little pep talk that we're having today? Good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that in your old age, when you get older, you are still what? You are fresh. You're productive. You are rich in the spirit. You are fertile. You are abundant. You are wealthy. You are saturated with the goodness of Almighty God. Glory be to God. And what a promise. What a promise. Glory be to God. Whenever you are faithful, faithfully serving the Lord, faithful in the house of the Lord, you are faithful. You are stable. Glory be to God. And you are very consistent in the life that God has given to you. You know who you are. You know the choices. And you've already made your decision to serve Him. My Lord, but there is a humongous blessing for you. Even in your old age, you're yet going to be fat and flourishing. And you're yet going to be productive. You're yet going to be producing for the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Incredible. I'm telling you. So we want to encourage all the grandparents out there, grandfathers, grandmothers, grand aunts, grand niece, grand, oh my Lord, grand uncles. If you are a granny in any way, shape, form, or fashion today, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being who you are. And may God forever bless you and continue the good work. I want to say thank you to all the parents, fathers and mothers and godparents and caretakers and stepmothers and stepfathers and those of you who have adopted children, adopted parents, and some of you who have just, glory be to God, taken on the right, glory be to God, to be foster parents to children. We want to just say thank you. If you are in any form of parenting that you are in today, glory be to God, hallelujah, whether by birth, biological birth, or whether by spiritual birth, whether you are a godparent or a spiritual parent or just a parent, biological, word of mouth, acceptance, whatever, if you are a parent in any way, shape, form or fashion, we just want to say thank you. This November is the month where we pause to say thank you. And oh my Lord, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. We just want to say thanks for all that you have done. Thank you. Thank you. Your sacrifice has not gone unnoticed. And from the bottom of our heart, we just want to take a moment, dear friend, and thank you for who you are and for all that you do. And may God forever bless you. Oh, wow, we're having a thank you moment right now here on the Prayer Army. And we would like to take our last few moments, a prayer of blessing upon you. Father, we just thank you right now for this time that you've allowed us to come together and just have this heart-filled talk and communication and this visit with our friend all over the world. Father, we just want to thank you for them, Lord, and we thank you for allowing them to be in our life. And, Lord, we say thank you, Father, for them and allowing us to thank them. Oh, Father, we say thank you, our dear friend, for who you are and for all the good that you have done and what you're doing now and how God is going to allow you to become even more productive in life. Look, it's not over. It's not over yet. This is not the end. So get ready for even more greater and greater productions coming through you for how God is going to produce something mighty great through you. You haven't seen your best days. Your best days are yet to come. Look, if we've said anything today, and I know we have, that have stirred you in a great way. Why not just contact us? Contact us by email. Here's the email address, hourof@aol.com. H for Harry, O for one, U for unit, R for Richard, O for one, F for Frank, hourof@aol.com. And until the next time, may God bless and keep all of you real good. And don't forget, we will be visiting our prayer cells and prayer chapters as soon as we can get back. But we just, as soon as we can get to that segment. But in the meantime, we just want to talk with you this month, and we just want to have conversation, and we just want to thank all of you to let you know you're valued during this month of Thanksgiving. And until tomorrow, should the Lord say the same, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. We love you all. Bye-bye.